Dr. Sabrick, Tidying Office Note on patient K. Holub, HOLUBKKAY. Date of birth is 6/24/1959. Date of service is 11/29/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 64-year-old white female who presents to my office today to manage her blood pressure. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes hypertension diagnosed over the last 6 months. She had extensive workup, including adrenal workup. That was negative. She's been having labile hypertension. She's maintained on telmisartan and spironolactone. Has been seen by cardiology. Period. Past surgical history includes sphenoid sinus surgery in 2007 to decompress the right optic nerve. In 2008, she had fungal ball in her sinus that had to be removed. April 2023, she had left a sphenoid sinusitis surgery, period. In the 1990s, she had septoplasty. She had EGDs for dysphagia. C-section times one, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, and breast implants, period. Allergies, she's allergic to amlodipine, it causes dysphagia. Social history, patient is married with two kids, no smoking. She does drink wine, one glass a day, no drug use. She's a housewife, she's athletic and plays tennis. Family history. She's adopted, but she has met her half-siblings. Her half-brother has hypertension, valvular heart disease, and coronary artery disease. Her half-sister has hypertension. Review system. Patient reports brain fog and episodes of dizziness on and off. She has occasional blurred vision. Currently denies any heartburn, no nausea or vomiting. She does have loose stools on and off. Occasional nocturia, no straining, complete bladder emptying. She does have stress incontinence at times, no vaginal dryness reported, no leg edema. All other systems reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received total of 3 doses of the COVID gene injection therapy, spirit paragraph. Current medications include spironolactone, telmisartan. She takes B12, D3, and K2. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and amniotic sclera. No cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular veins, extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regularity and rhythm. No S1S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or bruises heard. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations, BUN12, creatinine 0.62, glucose 92, sodium 38, potassium 4.6, total CO2 is 32, calcium 10.1, albumin 4.4, AST 14, ALT 12, period. She had a full adrenal workup, her serum aldosterone to creatinine to plasma renal activity ratio was normal in the 4.6 range, period. She has CT scan of the brain. She has no masses noted, period. Paragraph assessment and plan one. Hypertension. Labile. At the current time, I'd like to have her take telmisartan 20 mg in AM and switch the spironolactone to 25 mg in AM and re-challenge her with a calcium channel blocker, nifedipine, extended release 30 mg at bedtime. Since amlodipine worked for her but developed dysphagia, we're going to monitor for side effects from nifedipine. She is to continue to do a blood pressure log, and we're going to review it in a couple of weeks. Period. Next diagnosis, brain fog and labile hypertension may be related to spike protein toxicity and nanoparticle deposition. Therefore, we're going to start patient on detox protocol, including the following: liposomal vitamin C, curcumin, bromelain, and nattokinase. In addition to a course of ivermectin that was already prescribed to her by her ophthalmologist. We are going to do a thorough workup to rule out autoimmune disease. We'll see her back in 2 weeks to discuss the results and on to follow up on her blood pressure and the report. Thanks.